that right, hard crowd bus went over, passed over, something like that.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Right. Any other names?
Mantelboard. Some of them call it mantelboard. Some of them call it mantelpiece. I call it mantelpiece.
Uh-huh. What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs. Andine, fire dogs.
Right. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling. Fat lighter.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Fat splinters.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all it is.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
A closet.
Now suppose that were a piece of furniture, you know, a big piece of furniture, and you could hang clothes in it instead of being a, you know, a little room.
Cabinet.
Do you have any name for a big piece of where you would hang clothes in a?
Well, we've always called it closet. I have seen them hung up.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weather boarding. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
What we call a porch.
Right. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Veranda.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Lot.
What do you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones?
Wall, brick wall, rock wall.
What do you call a large vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk? A large wooden vessel.
Oh, well, it could be a pail. A barrel or a bucket.
Okay. Now what would you call that same thing if it's made out of metal?
The same thing, a pail. Okay.
What do you call a heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan. Some folks will call them skittles. Old people call them skittles. Frying pan or a baker. Baker's a flat one. It's got all its sides.
Oh, it doesn't.
It's baker. It's just flat.
Is it heavy iron too?
Yes, ma'am. It's heavy iron. It's just like the frying pan, only they've got that side upon it.
Uh-huh. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? The thing where you can turn the water off and on?
Well, there's two or three names for that. That's what we've got to work on.
Yeah.
That's a mixing head or a faucet. Mixing head or faucet.
What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
That's a faucet.
Still called a faucet.
Faucet, yes. Uh-huh. As long as you turn it on, it's a faucet.
Uh-huh. Do you think that most of the people in the area would use that same name for it if it were on a barrel? Is that what
you're using? Yes, that's the only name for it. If you go to buy it, that's what you got to buy, that faucet or mixing head. There's two types of mixing heads, but all of you have to turn it on.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that water comes out of?
Spigot.